Claude Pilkington here, studying Paul's letter to the Philippians. Philippi was a place where, of course, Paul had begun his European ministry sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the first place he ever preached the good news was at Philippi. You'll remember the Macedonian call, as it's sometimes referred to, that Paul received while on his journey in the book of Acts. And he went on over to Philippi, and there he began. You'll probably remember that he began with Lydia. Lydia heard him and received his words and invited him to her house. And he actually stayed at the house of Lydia, and her and her whole family became the basis of the saints there at Philippi. So you think about that, you know, Paul staying over at the house of Lydia. How close and sweet that would have been. No wonder they became so connected that Paul would refer to him in the saints there at Philippi in this letter as his partners, as his co-laborers, and how all through his ministry, there were times when those who supported Paul and sent him contributions, sometimes it was actually down to only the Philippians who did that. It's neat that, you know, Paul, of course, is remembering that, and we'll see that in the next few verses, how he remembers them and the relationship that he had with them. Philippi was about 800 miles from Rome, and it was a city founded and named for Philip II, who was the father of Alexander the Great. But something we need to remember here is that Philippi was temporal. It's man's doings, and it's not around anymore. But the Lord Jesus Christ is God's doings. It's the eternal. It's the heavenly. And though Philippi be gone, Christ is still here. He's the place to be. He's the address you want. You want to have an address in the Lord Jesus Christ. That gives us a reward and value that lasts for the ages instead of things that slip away and move away from us. Now, notice what else he says here. Not only does he say, I, Paul, and Timothy, slaves of Jesus Christ, to the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, but he says, with the overseers and the helpers, or of course, some more high church translations will say, with the bishops and the deacons, good religious terms there, but just simple words. The word translated in some versions as bishop is just means overseer, someone looking out for others. And the word for deacon just means helper, somebody helping others. Now, what's interesting is that it doesn't say to the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi and to the overseers and helpers, as if they were some other group of people. But it says with the overseers and the helpers. You know, Christianity has this class system, the clergy and the laity, but not so in the body of Christ. These terms that get translated bishop and deacon, when Paul wrote them, these terms were not identified in some technical sense. In fact, we read when Charles Welch in his commentary says, there is nothing officious about the original meaning of these words. The first occurrence of the word translated in some Bibles as bishop is actually found in Matthew 25:36. And it says, I was sick and you visited me. So that word is translated visited. The idea is that you're looking out for somebody. And God had a place in the body of Christ for those who would look out after other people. And then the helpers, as translated in some versions as deacons, but the helpers. And then they would help and assist. You visited me. Notice the context. You know, I was sick and you visited me. It's about meeting people's needs. It's about helping them, looking out after them. Is there anything we can do? Are you okay? It's translated in Hebrews in the King James as to look diligently, and 1 Peter 5:2 as to take oversight. And of course, obviously, there's that spiritual sense in which you're looking out for the spiritual well-being of others, but it has nothing to do with clergymen, has nothing to do with some office and some position and being a reverend and having an ordination certificate. No, instead it's about the body of Christ ministering to itself. Now, what's really interesting here to think about is that Paul only writes to one church, to one group of people when he writes to the Philippians, to the saints which are at Philippi, with those who are looking out after him and who are helping them. You know, modern Christianity seems to have a church on every street corner. Paul always viewed the saints in a geographical sense, and all the saints in the same geographical location belonging together as one. This is highly significant because it indicates that the saints and the overseers and the helpers are not three groups, and that the church is one, composed of all the saints, including the overseers and helpers. And this indicates further that in any locality, there is only one body of Christ, and it's comprised of all the saints in that locality. You know, there'll be people who try to get you to go to church, to join the church, when in fact you are the church. At least you're the ecclesia. You're the called out ones. And all those who live in your locality and in my locality who are also members of the body of Christ and are saints, we're one with them. Whether they recognize that or not, whether they have walls of division and separation or not, you know, that's up to them. But we will not put up walls. We will be who we are in Christ, and we will enjoy our position in our town, in Philippi, and in Christ. And in Christ is the lasting relationship. Well, that's Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. I, Paul and Timothy, the slaves of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the overseers and the helpers.